nichts manchmal von der Reinheit, denn bei Tfilm, der ist ein Mitzvah Juvis, to keep the Tfilm quiet. The reason is why we don't do it, because we're not in Madrege. But we are in the Madrege to keep it on for the duration of the davening. But the other Sheim Wacherik, and to say that the reason is why we only keep it on during the davening, because insofar as the Mitzvah Yuvis is concerned, so only 1 minute you have to keep it on. But there is a Mitzvah Yuvis now. We are not in the Madrege to do that which is only Mitzvah Yuvis. We're not in that Madrege. But had it been a Mitzvah Yuvis, then we would have to gird ourselves with strength and courage and maintain a gufnoki, and not to yawn, and not to belch, and not to be misiadas, and not to talk nonsense wrong tailing while we have the tefillah. Why we have the tefillah. But from the Raivet it appears that way. Because the Raivet says, Avol nitilas lulef kivn sheid bie nifta memenu kalayim v'cheinu mivorech al bio chometz bein sheborek la'atzmei bein sheborek la'achirim shemigoma belibi nasis mitzis bio. So the Raivet Shita we see. The Raivet Shita is that by shor mitzvahs it doesn't make a difference whether he says the broche after he was Yeitze, he had a kiyum, after he was Mikayim Mitzvah, or before he was Mikayim Mitzvah. So even if he will say the broche after he put on the tefillin, so he still has to say Lomiach tefillin. Lenyachtvil. All right, but the question is, where did the Raivet see in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the same thing is true, what he says in connection with Lulev? So the same thing is true in connection with Tzitzes and Tfil. Because of the Raivet Zal, Hine Lidvorov im Shochar Batifas Tzitzis, Oy ba noch has feeling the libirach trilo ki she iskia ve yvorach mi vorach al atif asitzis the ala noch has feeling veineke. How does he know that if he dvor by tzitzes and by tfilin, if he didn't make the broche before he put on the talis, if he didn't say the broche before he put on the talis, so he has to say where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam only says it in respect to Lulev. Where did he see from the Loshna Rambam that the same thing is true? That the same thing is true even in connection with other mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't mention tefillin and tzitzes. He says, not less alulev mivorech on tzitzes lulev, shechiv mishayit biya yotzo yidachem osay, avol imbirech kedim shayit veil, mivorech lite lulev meleshe besuke. Maybe the Rambam agrees with the Raivet that only by lulev, if he already was magbiya the lulev, so he was already mekayim the chiyuv, and he is not mechuyev anymore, only mitzvah ki yumis, shiori mitzvah, ninua. So mele, he says, al, mashenkin by tefillin, well, even though he was mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, the first minute, that he had it on his head and on his hand, but he's mechuyev to continue having it on his head and on his hand the whole day. So mimele, he still has to say lisatet vitzitzis and l'niach tefillin. Where did he see in the Rambam that according to the Rambam there is a difference? Where do you see it? The Rambam doesn't say in regard to tefillin and in regard to tefillin. He only says in regard to lulev. In regard to lulev. So apparently, the Raivet Shiti is, because the Rambam, in regard to lulev, so he distinguishes between the case where he said the broche before he picked up the lulev, so then he says, little as lulev, or the case, and the case where he says the broche after he picked up the lulev, so he says, only till as lulev. According to the Raivet, he doesn't make any difference. He doesn't take any difference. So, according to the Raivet, so by Lulev, no matter when he says the broche, he has to say only to us Lulev. And by other mitzvahs, again it doesn't matter. No matter when he says the broche, he still has to say li satet b'tzitzis and lo niach tefillin. Now, why does the Raivet hold that by lulev, so it's always only tlas lulev? So from the Raivet's loshen it's mashma that there is an equation, an analogy between lulev and dikas chometz. Avol nitilas lulev, kibn sheit biye nifta menu kol ayei, vichinu mivoyer al biyo chometz, bein shebodek lasim beifer lachirim, shemigoma belibi nasis mitzis biyo. So, the question is, what's the equation between dikas chometz and lulev? By dikas chometz, so he always was mikayim already the mitzvah of biyo. Because the moment he decides to be bathing the chometz, so he already adopted a negative attitude towards the chometz. That's bittul. But by lulev, he is able to say the broche and then pick up the lulev. Or he'll pick up the lulev and the esrik he'll still keep on the table. And then he'll say the broche. Or he'll keep in his hand the lulev and the esrik, and he'll turn it over the way we do it. But if you go over the teisves in Sukkah daf lamed samed aleph, so you'll see that in teisves there are two lishenes. One loshen in teisves says that the proper thing to be mikayim the mitzvahs lulev is by saying the broche first. And then take the lulev in his hands. This is a proper thing. And when the Gemara, but the Gemara says midiagbe and nofagbe, so the Gemara is saying that this is reference to the case where he picked it up first and then he says the broche. But the chatchile, the proper thing is to say the broche before he picks up the lulev. And then, but the other loshen in teisves is, that before he picks up all the meaning, so then it's not a proper thing to say the broche. Because as the Goyen, as the Bach explains it, I think it's in Simen Chofei, the Bach explains it, in Simon Chafei in Shochnoch in Rechai, because the halacha is evil as yoson, v'loy evil eiver, and that's mashman v'loshen of teishes. In other words, you cannot say the broche, let's say, alachilas maso. So you'll see alachilas maso, the matzah will be, let's say, not on your table, but it will be on a small table in the same room. And then you'll say, Asher son tzisa v'tzivono achilas maso, and then you'll stand up and pick up the matzah, let's say, from the chair, and eat it. That would be not evil as your son. That would be evil, evil. And the chatchila, it has to be evil as your son. But it has to be in his hand, mizumen for the mitzvah. So that's why, guys, when we say our achilas matzah, so you hold the matzahs, and we say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher kishon tzeisa b'tzivono achilas matzah. So that's evil as yoson. But if you don't hold it in your hand, then it's evil either. So lechatchila it has to be mizumen nisend. So whenever we are mekayim mitzvah with a certain object, then we have to hold in the hand the heft of the mitzvah. Because, and then say the bracha. Not to say the bracha achilas matzah and then take the matzah in your hand. Then it's not a proper way to do it, because it's either leiva. Anyway, so mele, I think that the Groh in Simon Hafei says that it's not a proper thing. I mean, most people do it that way, but according to the Groh, it's not the proper way to do it. In other words, according to the Groh, the proper way is to take all the Dalet Minim together with the Esrik and not invert the Esrik. They are upside down, because that's not like taking it if you... So then it's mizumen biyodei for the mitzvah, and then say the bracha. Now, so in such a case, it's already yotzebe, because he already has all the dalet minim in his hand. They are gedulo. So in other words, you cannot even say the bracha first and then pick up the esrik. Because then it will be evil, evil. Then it will be evil, evil as yours. It has to be mizumen in your hand. And even if you have it in your hand, but if you invert it, so it's like not having it in the hand. Of what avail is the fact that you have it in the hand, it's upside down. So it's like the esrik is on the table. Is the esrik on the table? So the Goyen says that the proper way is to take the lulev and all the dalet minim together with the esrik, and the esrik deragidule. So mele, so then it is eva las yoson. Then it is eva las yoson. If it is eva las yoson, Some mele, but midya agbe, since he picked up all the dalet minim and there are gedulin and esrik too, so yotzebe, some mele, the nusach is always al nitlas lulev, and this appears to be the shita of the Raavad, because the Raavad says avol nitlas lulev kibum sheit bi nifta memenu kol hayeim. So he equates lulev with Bdikas Chametz. Now, Bdikas Chametz, you cannot even visualize a situation where he was not becoming an aspect of the mitzvah. Because the moment he decides to be Beidik, he already adopts negative attitude towards the Chametz. So Mele, that in itself is bitul, so he was already becoming the mitzvah, one aspect of the mitzvah of bitul. So not as Mrs. Bio, and he is already, he doesn't have any mitzvah chiyuvis anymore. Because the moment he amivatal mit reise bitul baal mesagi, the baal mesagi, so Mele, it's always al bio chametz. I'll be a chametz. And the same thing is true by Nitilas Lulev. By Nitilas Lulev, it's always, he always was Mikai. He was always Mikaimet. He was always Mikaimet. And, but the question is, the question, and in Teisves, there are two Lishenis. In Sukkot Achrametes, I don't want to go over the whole thesis because that thesis is a little complicated, that it will take way too much time. The Achrametes, so there are two Lishinas in thesis. One Lishin thesis is that Lechatchile, he should say the Borcha before he takes the Esrog. But the other Lishin is no, not before he takes the Esrog. Because before he takes the Esrig, so it's not Mizumen Biyode. It has to be Mizumen Biyode. It's Biyode. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's in another room or it's in the same room on the table. If it's not Mizumen Biyode, it's not Mizumen Biyode. And even if he takes it in his hand, but he keeps it upside down, so it is just as if the Esrig is not in his hand. So it's not Mizum Yodei, so then it's Eva de Eva. Eva de Eva, you see. And this appears to be the Shite of the Raivet. So in other words, because the Raivet says, V'cheinu mivoyechal biyochometz. In other words, biyochometz in Itilas Lulev, so it's always after it was Mekayim. Always. Why always? Suppose he didn't pick up the esrikis yet. The answer is, that's not the proper way of doing it. So then it will be either the either. But there is one difficulty. Teisves in Sukkot says that you can take the esrik, the ragidule also, and still it will be either as your son. In view of the fact that his intention is not to be kind the mitzvah until after the bracha, because Baal Korche, if he doesn't want to be kind the mitzvah with this nitile, until after I say the bracha, so he cannot be kind the mitzvah. So why does the Raivet say that by nitiles lulev is just like Dikas Chometz, because it's always Le'achak Yume. Why it always Le'achak Yume? But Dikas Chometz, it is always, because it Mishigoma believe in Nasis Mishas Bio. So there is Bittul. But here, suppose he takes it, there are Gidule, everything, but he is Mecham, not Vietze until after the Borche. So for that, we have to go over a certain ritual. Φιχότ αμρίον, να όλοι μόρες, τα ρίτφα. Φιχότ αμρίον καμπηλούετ σάνε χώσον τη χρήν τη άκβιν ο φαγμπέι γέι σήμριν σάνε τη λουεύ τα βαχάιευ λιβόρεχ μπέι τσιμούν αρβικάρκ κέιδεν σε άκβιένο אוי שו יהופר ביודי, שלא יקידר הגדולוסי, כדי שימבורך איבר אסיוס. תסבון לא שמיטס וסמסו כדף למטס. ודפה פתינק, לכתחילה יש, to say the broche, while the אסרי, קלצי, is still on the table. He just holds the rule that doesn't the obvious in his hand, and this is still on the table, in order that it should be a verasioso, a verasioso. But, and the Gemara says, that this braise of not alas alulev, so any alas alulev has reference to that case, but it doesn't mean that that's the proper way, So he says, because of Rabbi Yontef Zal, in other words, it wasn't written by the Ritva himself, it was written by a Talmud of the Ritva. So he says, this Rabbi Yontef, because of Rabbi Yontef Zal, deniklum, dim kein lomomo bishmaitzenu, kelikach mivorchen bial, menschum trieben der Agbe in Nofagbe. But if the proper way is to say the broche before he picks up the lulev, so then the chachomim should be misakein the way it's adapted to the proper way, not the way it's adapted to the improper way. I mean, that's strange. Elevada nire shedas haTalmud shein roi lasiski. So apparently, it appears from that Gemara that the proper way is to say the broche dafke after he picked it up. And he picked it up, after he picked it up, there are not he picked it up upside down. That's not like, that's not picking up upside down. Aber weil er das Talmud schon rolas ist gehen. Vatam, ki beide, so why? What does it mean? But suppose, so in that case, the proper way is to say the broche after he picked it up, in the proper way. Because if he says the broche before he picks up the esrik, or before he keeps it in the right position, the argidule, then it's eva deiva. That's not the proper way. Elevare nire shedas haTalmud shein rolas eskin. Ve'atam, ki beidi bikarke shalin islavish b'mitzve ve'ininika yofe shubola seisei. There should be a certain correction. I don't know. We don't have dagoes here. So, umikam lomadnu לתפילון ויציצס וחייצי בהן שלא יבורך עד שיתלנו ביודי. I mean, that thesis in Sukkot Aflamites also says, when do we say the broch laniach tfilon? While the tfilon shal yad is still in the tfilon bed, you don't say it. First you put it on the kibayas. And then before you are mehadik it, so you say laniach tfilon. And then you are mehadik it. Why don't you say it while it's still in the bag before you put it on the kibayas? The answer is, if you say it while it's still in the bag, then it will not be evil as yosan. Then it will be evil de evaya. It has to be mizumen biyode. And even if you'll keep it in his hand, not in the bag. So it will still be evil de evaya. Only when it's already on the kibayas, in the position where he has to be, and before he's mihadik, then it's evil as yours. But while he has it in his hand, in his fist, it's even behavior. So the same thing is true here. If you'll say be while the Esrik is still on the table, so then it's even behavior. You see, I mean, so it's in, so the Amen Rishayim who have the Chiti. That's not the universal practice, you know. The universal practice by people today is that they take the Lulev with the Das and the Aravis, and then the Esrik is on the table, or somebody else holds it for him, and he says the Broche, then he takes the Esrik. Or he takes the Esrik, he inverts it, and then after the Broche, he turns it over the right way. The right way, that's the universal practice. But that's not the proper way, according to many Rishayim, according to one Roshim Tesis. You see, that's the Ritva Shite, and that's the Shite of the Kor. Also, you see, I mean, it's not clear. You think, I mean, somebody will see it that way, so probably Musa, you will recommend you. But it has a basis. I'm not saying what is the proper way. But the Arishayim will say the proper way is to say the Broche after you take. Take it, he says. Because it has to, otherwise it's not Mizum Nisem. Umikam wa magno litfilum vitzitzes, vichaye itziben, shol yivorech hachi yitlenu biyode, vigam bahafiche in niro livorech. Even if you take it in your hand, but you turn it over, upside down, it's not a proper way. Shemire ki yeitzi shalikid arilose, hilkach lisaged li magba likid em broche. So the only way is to say the Broche after he has all the Dalet meaning. So he's already Yetze, and that seems to be the Shite of the Raivet also. And that's why the Rambam, the Raivet is Masik on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, it all depends by the way. If he says the Broche after he took it, in other words, he has a choice. There are two ways of doing it. So he's chilek on it. Hilkach li sagen lo imag balikid em boche. Uli ficho hucheru li saknum bial. Do evil as yoson shari dain. But the question is, one of shech. So then, it's not even as Yosson altogether. You see, if he'll say the Broche while he's still on the table, then it's Eva Deiva. All right, Eva Deiva is no good, but Eva Deiva is no good lechatchila. The Eved, it's all right. I mean, even the Rambam will be made that. I mean, that Eva Deiva is all right. The Eved, the Rambam is chilek on the Azorua. In respect to Lachras Yosam Amesh. So how were the Chachomim Misake in Al? Because he always was already Mikhail Mitzvah, so then it's Achras Yosam Negamre. So he says, no, inasmuch as the Mitzvah Kiyumis of Ninua is still lacking, so maybe it's still Eveya Las Yosam. And the same thing is true of Biochomes also. True, he was Mikayim, the Ikachi of the Raise, Bibito Baumesag. But there is a Mitzvah Yumi, so burning it after he was Mivateil. So there is still a Mitzvah Yumi, so burning it, and of being Bedek. So maybe it's Ivelashi also. Oh. Sha'adayim mitzvahs ninua de rabbonon kaime v'yishiyure mitzvah. Now from the Ritva it's mashma that ninuim is a mitzvah chiyuvis mirabbonon. We couldn't say that the pshat in the Ritva is it's only mitzvah kiyumis mirabonon. It's mashma that nuyim is a mitzvah kiyumis mirabonon. I mentioned it last week, I think. I mentioned it. The Raya is that the shiur of Lulav is Dalet Tvachim. Three Tvachim, there's the shiur for the Hodes and the Aroves. And then it has to be one Tefach over and above the height of the Hodes and the Aroves, in order that he should be able to make Ninuim. So we see that it's a Kiyum Raisa, otherwise, because the Shiur of Dalet Tvachim is a Shiur Mid Raisa, not Mid Rabban. So when he says, V'hi Shiure Mitzvah Ninua Ad Rabbanon, he means it's a Mitzvah Yuvis Mid Rabbanon to make Ninuim. Mid Raisa, it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis, but they're not Mechuyev to make Ninuim. You just take it, you are Mekayim Dechayim. But in the Rabbonon, there is still a chiyuv. The efsher, the lemay di sovar, the mitzvahs in tzriches kavane, lotzeis. In other words, there is a machlekes in Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, in Psochim, as to whether, in Erev, as to whether mitzvahs tzriches kavane or mitzvahs in tzriches kavane. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes reshenim, how we pass. Most Rishonim passken, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Broches mentions today is whether mitzvahs tzriches kavane or mitzvahs ein tzriches kavane. But most Rishonim passken, like the Mandoma, at mitzvahs tzriches kavane. The Ro, and here the Ritva, who was the Talmud of the Ro, he mentions that in the name. The Talmud of the Ritva mentions that in the name of Rabbi Yomtev, who shoma mi Rabbi Yoro. So it's the Roshite. And the Ro paskins, like the Mandoma, that mitzvah sein tzriches kavane. So here he says, the v'efshel dunai di sova di mitzvah sein tzriches kavane, lotzeis, shal likeach lulovei, ki leches lebisak neses, אינלי לסלקים יודי ליטני לאחרים, אוי להניחי בשמוקים, עד שיבור בי בשסילקים יודי, וכפו יוצא בהגבוסר לגמרי מנתירה, כי שחיזה ונטלה עם מבורך, נמצא שאין הברוך בו על מתסתירה כלל, אלו על מנוע שאין אלו שיורי מיצה מדבריהם. So, ואינו אילום נזורים בזה, Sbisemrim lifi shafilu lidivreimrim mitzes in tzriches kavone lotzeis hane mile beise bistam aber mischabein shel lotzeis eini yeitze uvivadai sheze hadin tzo bdike bisho mitzes asei elo shechin kosu biteises ונראים דבריהם במצווה נאסס על די אחרים, כי נעבדו לדחייץ בי, שנמציא בעל כורכי, ולפי חוך סמכים להבדו כל אודם מבייסים, ואף על פי ששומע בביס הכנסס, ואף כי שאין צורך להיץ האחרים מבייסים, וכמי שכוס בתייסס בשם רש עזר, וכן דעס הרב רבני יין עזר, ומכל מוקים רואו לגרי מצווה לא חשל עניין שאומרו עד כאן. So, here's a whole discussion, as a Sophic. So he says, he mentions a big chiddush. He says that according to the Mandoma, mitzvah sein tzriches kavane, and the Ro paskens like that Mandoma, so mimele, if somebody goes with the lulav and the esrog, the older dog meaning to shul, so he shouldn't, you know, give it away, be misalik from his end. No one is zoyer in that. So he shouldn't be misalik. I didn't see anybody who is zoyer in that. He shouldn't be misalik in yodel litni la'achirim, or la'nichi bishumokim, achivo baby shesilkim yodei, because if, let's say, while he goes to shul, So he feels tired, so he gives the esrig to someone who works with him. He says, I want to rest up my hand. So then there'll be shaila and the broche. He still didn't make the broche. He's going to make the broche when he arrives in Shul. That's the minhag by many people. They don't like to make the broche and the esrik in the house. They take the esrik and the lulev to Shul, and then they come in Shul. When they come in Shul, so then they'll put it down the esrik and the lulev, and then they'll daven, and then after Chazaras HaShatz, so they'll pick up the lulev and the esrik, they'll turn over the esrik, and they'll say broche, then they'll turn it over again. This practice, that's not the right practice. It's not the right practice. According to the ritual, it's a broche levatoli, if they do it that way. According to the ritual, it's a broche levatoli. Why? So he's a whole lomdus. He has a whole lomdus here. He says like this, because after all, it has to be, apparently, the ritva, the raw, agree with the shittas Rambam, not the shittas Zeruah. Because according to the Zeruah, there is no broche levatole, because the whole union of evil as yoson is only lechatrile. It's not the evet, it's okay. But the ritva and the raw, apparently, agree with the Shittas Rambam that the evil as your son is ma'akif even the Eved. Now, if let's say you go to the Shul, so he says it's okay. In other words, the better practice is, and that's the better practice, is to make the broch at home. Why do you have to make it in Shul Dafke before Halal? I don't know. Chassidim are makpit on that. It's important to make the broche. There are some Chassidim who think that the most important thing is to make a broche on Lulev in the Sukkah. That's more important than anything else. That's even more important than eating in the Sukkah. Eating in the Sukkah is not so important, you know. But make a broche on Lulev in the Sukkah, that is most important. And some Chassidim, so they think that, I don't know where they got it, I don't know whether it's on Pikabole, I don't know, that you shouldn't make a broche before you daven. But after you daven, after Chazaras HaShatz, just when you are ready to say Hallel, then you take the lulev and the esrik, and then you make the broche, Yayetz. And then you say Hallel with all of this. So he says, no, it will be broche levatole. Why? Because the question is, it's a very long distance ritual. Very long distance ritual. The question is, how can we be yetze how can we say the broche after we pick up the lulev? To say the broche before we pick up the lulev, so it's eiver the eiver. So that's good. So, in order that it should be eiver, not evil eiver, so you have to take the dalet minim first, in the proper position, and then say the broche. So, you already mekayem the mitzvah, so it's lachas yosom. It's not lachas yosom, because the shiori mitzvah is still lacking. The kiyum of ninua, the hidom mitzvah, is still lacking. So mele, it's not la'acha as yosom. But how is a chayach to be mikayim a hidom mitzvah after you finished being Mikayim the Yikamitz. So, if, let's say, you take the Dalet meaning, and you're not Nisalek it from the hand, and you keep it, and then you make Ninuim Bishas Hallel, it's okay. So that is okay. So in other words, so you're Mikayim, when you took it in your hand, you're Mikayim the Yikamitz. Then when you make Ninuim Bishas Hallel, you're Mikayim the Yikamitz. But if, let's say, you took it in your hand, and you went to shul, and then before you entered the shul, so you decided your hands are busy, you have to open the door of the shul. How can you? The pitem might fall off if you keep the esrik in your hand and you open the door of the shul. So you go with a friend, so you say to him, take my word, I have to open the door. So then you'll say, you'll take it again, and you'll say, Shem say so bitzibonon, tesluv to be brochel vatole. It's lachas yoson. Why shel mitzvah is lacking? It's not chayach to say, a hido mitzvah, after you are mikayim the ikar mitzvah. But if you didn't misalik it in your hand, so then it's one ma'aseh. So it's considered as if you hadn't as yet fulfilled the ikar mitzvah, inasmuch as the hidur mitzvah is still lacking. But if you already misalik it, you gave it to your friend, to your son, and then you took it again from him, and you made an inuim with that, and you made an inuim with that, so how can you say boche? So it's lachasi also. Shiore mitzvah. It's not chayach to say shiore mitzvah. After the gemara mitzvah, the gemara of the ikar mitzvah. But if you're not misaliket, then it's continued, it's considered as one ma'ise, as one ma'ise. But if you are misaliket, you give it away, you put it on the table for a moment, and then you pick it up again, then it's already another ma'ise. So it's not chayatse. Where do you find this concept? This concept should be saliv, full exchange. Ravolo, in the piece on Chanukah, mentions the Beis Halevi, but I am not applying what Ravolo says, what the Beis Halevi in Chilek Sheni says. Now, the halacha is the tzitzim hameyakvim esamile. If a male is mali child, and there are certain things that have to be cut off, and if you don't cut it off, let's say, so you're not mikayim esamile, that's called tzitzin hamakvim esamile. Let's say more in Shabbos, that flamet gimel, flamet aleph, I think. So if, let's say, silikes yore, the male was cut off the ole of the baby, but he still did not do the trimmings. Certain pieces that he didn't cut off yet. And so if he wasn't misalei kes yodei, you know, he was still holding the izemel shalmile in his hand, you know, while he was engaged in the course of the cutting off of the ole, so he can still, so if he still didn't do the trimmings that are indispensable for the mitzvah milah, so even if he put away the izemel, he has to take the izemel and finish up the dechtechas ole, because it's not in the milah. But if it is the kind of trimmings that is not naked to me, but is the proper way, it's evil. So, as long as he didn't put away the izemel shalmile, the sakin shalmile, so then he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. But after, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. And after he puts, after he was misaleg the izemel shalmile, and they remind me of all the few trimmings in the all I didn't even cut off. So he's not allowed to take the izemel cut off. It's meloche. After all, it's not me'akev, it's only a hidu. So it's not me'akev. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur says that when the Gemara says, tzitzim shein ma'akev yisamire, so in a chizah v'chaytchon, that's only when it's Shabbos. So it involves meloche, but mila bismano is the echa Shabbos. So tzitzim shein ma'akev yisamire, which only involve a hidu, so it's not shayach to say the echa Shabbos. But if it wasn't misalik, the izemel, so it's one ma'ase, some mele, he can keep on cutting off the ole even for the purpose of fulfilling a hidu that is not indispensable to the kiyumis. So what if he was misalik es yorov? Let's say he was misalik es yorov and it's already an hour after he finished cutting off the olive. He reminded himself, there are a few trimmings I didn't do. So, it's the proper way to take the izemel again and finish up the trimmings. And finish up the trimmings. That's the Torah shiti. But the Rambam shiti is that even b'cheil, he is not mechuyev to do it. To do it. There is no necessity. And it, there is no purpose in doing it. I mean, b'chayil, what kind of a nisa could there be? What kind of a nisa could there be? Except maybe since there is no purpose, so maybe there will be a nisa chavole in the dinik, all right, you know. But the Torah says that it is chayzeya, that b'chayil is chayza. There is no isa chavole. Why? Because what kind of a chavole is it? There is a hidu mitzvah, so there is no isa chavole. Isa chavole. And the Rambam says that even b'chayil there is no purpose. Now, if there is no purpose, so he should still be allowed to do it, so then we could say, since there is no purpose, so it will be either an isa chavol in the tinik. I mean, why just hurt the tinik if he would not be any kimamit? So the Bisalevi in Chilek Sheni explains the machlekes, the Rambam in the Torah, that not only tzitzim sheni ma'akim samila is a hidomit. Hidomit. There are certain things that are hidomit. Every member of the household to be madlik, that's only doing. So, when can there be a kiyum of a hidu mitzvah if the hidu is fulfilled together with the ikar mitzvah? But the moment it's silik es yodov, so the ikar mitzvah was already fulfilled. And then, if he's going to take the izemel again and finish up the trimmings of the ole, so then it will be a hidu mitzvah by itself, not attached to the ikar mitzvah. There is no such thing as a hidu mitzvah after the Ikar Mitzvah was already fulfilled. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Apparently, the Shita of the Ritvo is in line with the Shita Roh, is in line with the Shita's Rambam, not with the Shita's Atur. That's why he says it will be Brachal Batol. So, if he's not Misalik, the Esrit from his hand, even though he was already Mikain, the Ikar Mitzvah, but there is still a hidden mitzvah, some mele, it's still considered evil as yoson, because it's prior to the kium of the hidden mitzvah. But if he's misalek from his hand, then takes it again, so it will be just for the purpose of fulfilling the hidden mitzvah, detached from the Ikat, because the Ikat, it's not a miserly. There is no, so he won't have any kium. So he won't have any kium hamit. Oh, so he says like this: the efel gumai di soba. The efel gumai di soba. The mitzvahs in Tzchiras Kavaneh, Lotzeis, Shalikiyach Lulovei Gilolechas Levis HaKnesses, Enle Lisalke Miyodei Litni Leachirim, Oy Lanichei Bishumokein, Achi Yibobei Bishesilke Miyodei, Uchfo Yotzog Baagvoosei Ligamre Minatiro, Kishachiza Veneitlei, Umivoreich Nimso shein abrocho bo al mitzvah satiro klal, elo al ninua, sheinei elo shiuri mitzvah midivrem, veino ilom nizorim beze. It's mashma, from this ritvo, it's mashma, that the nuyim, bishas halel, or nuyim in general, is not in mitzvah yubis altogether. Not even mit rabon. It's only a mitzvah yomis, because if it had been a mitzvah yuvis mit rabbonon, so then it wouldn't be considered sevel as yoson after all, and it wouldn't be considered lachar as yoson, because it's still evil as yoson to the chiyuv mitz. So, in other words, a hidden mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah yomis, cannot be fulfilled by itself when it's not attached to the kiyum of the Ikar Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah Yuvis certainly can be fulfilled by itself. He wasn't Mikayim Mitzvah. So it's mashma from the Ritvo that it's only, Ninuyim is only Mitzvah Yuvis. I said, El Hashem El Hashir Mitzvah Divrem Ve'inu Eilom Nizorim Bezeh. But people are not so yabze that when they take the esrik and the ruev to shul, they should not remove it even for one moment until after they make the minuyim and halal. V'semchin lefi sha'afilu divreimim. But the question is, since we passed mitzvahs in tzeres kavones, who was already 80, Svisimchin lefi sha'afilu divreimrim mitzvahs in tzeres kavones lo tzeis. That's Tesis Shite. Hanen mile beise bistam. That's also the Tesis Daf Lametes Nesuki. Hanen mile beise bistam. Avon mischavin shaloi lo tzeis. Eni yeitze. But if he is mischavin shaloi lo tzeis, then he is not yeitze. Uvivadai shezeh adin tzor abdike. Bishom mitzvasese. El shechin kosabitesis. He says, that has to be considered. In other words, maybe Tesis is right in saying, Tesis says that even if we say mitzvah in tzchiras kavaneh, so it's all right to take the esrik and the lulev in his hand, the right position, and then say the bracha, because his intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah of Nitilas Lulav until after he finished saying the bracha. But Mitzvah Sein Tzichus Kavaneh, the Sotera says, Mitzvah Sein Tzichus Kavaneh means stam. He is mekayem the mitzvah without kavaneh. But if he is mechaven shaloi lotzis, until after he says the bracha, Baal Kochei one cannot be mekayem the mitzvah. Baal Kochei. So he says, Elashachin Kosu B'Teisis. So the Ritva says, the Teisve Shite is reasonable in certain, in regard to Avdoli. In regard to Avdoli. V'nirin divreim the mitzvah anasis al de acheri. Again, Avdoli. So in other words, the Ritva says, what Teisve says, that even if we say mitzvah in Tzrichas Kavoneh, but if he's mischavin shaloi lotzis until after he recited the broche, then he's certainly not yetzi, because how can he be yetzi bal kochei? So he says, that's mistaber in connection with Abdullah. Because Abdullah, so you have to be mitzi others with Abdullah. So then we say, if, in other words, if somebody in shul, they say the gaba in the shul makes Abdullah, makes Abdullah. And someone in shul hears Abdullah, and then he comes home, he has to be Macy, his wife. So what should he do? So then it's mistaber, he can say the Abdullah again to be Macy, his wife, and even if he doesn't have to be Macy, his wife, just to be Macy himself, because when he heard Abdullah by the Gava in Shul, his intention was not to be Yetzir with that Abdullah, because he intended to see Abdullah himself, whether he has a wife to be Yetzir or not. So Mimele, he cannot be Yetzir Baal Kochei. So over there, he didn't make the Abdullah himself. So Mimele, if he has Kavone not to be Yetzir, on the basis of Shemei Akeine, Baal Kochei, if he's mischavin Shaloi Lotzeis, he's not Yetzi. But when he does the Maisa Mitzvah himself, if we say Mitzvah Sintzitzes Kavoneh, so even if he's Mechavim Beferesh, Shaloi Lotzeis, he's still Yetzi. He's still Yetzi. I mean, most Rishonim don't agree with the Ritva Shlomdes. And Rabban Yehine says Beferesh, that even when somebody does the mitzvah himself, not for Shemei Akeine, but if he is mischavin shaloi lotzeis, he is not yetzei, even according to Mandoma, that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavaneh. So he says, one should be zoyer if he goes to shul, so, and he still didn't say the broche and the esrik, not to give it away, the esrik, to another person and then to take it back, because then the broche might be broche levatore, because it has to be able as yoson, and true that the shiore mitzvah, the hidom mitzvah, wasn't mekayem yet, but hidom mitzvah in a separate maise, detached from the Ika mitzvah, has no sense, has no purpose. So in other words, the Ritva Shita is in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. Now, if you have the Bisalevi, so you look it up in the second Chelik in Bisalevi, you'll find it. I don't remember which sinner, but the second Chelik in Bisalevi. But Chavovo mentions that Bisalevi. Hinei b'Rambam perik veiz milchas nua loch adalot kosan zel ishenei hamol kol zman sheisei b'mile chizei bein al atzitzin shemakvin idman shabes bein al atzitzin sheine makvin pireish al tzitzin amakvin chizei al tzitzin sheine makvin meine chizei vayin shom b'kesef mishne vagois maimein shom the Rashi Vatu Chilkin al ze Uspirlon Di zeu rag nimol bishabe shom Shom ud nemar adin Di impiri shabe aschole bifni atzmei Bilo nitin shabes li dochis bishvil tzitzin shenim akvi Avo bichel leilom chizir Afo tzitzin shenim akvi Mishum hido mitzvi Then he mentions what the Bisalevi says Vayin בסלבי חלק שני שפיר בערוכו שיטס הרמב״ם בזה דיספיר לי דדין וענבאו לישי אחד בעיקה מייסה המצווה אבל כשפיר יישוב ההידו אין שייך למייסה המצווה כלל So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur whether it שייך ההידו מצווה בפני עצמו After you finished fulfilling the Ika Mitzvah. So the Shita Saram, the Shita of Rashi in the Tur is, it is Shaykh. A Mitzvah Kiyum is by itself in a separate Maiseh after you finished doing the Ika Mitzvah. And the Rambam Shita is not Shaykh. So obviously, the Ritva and the Roh agree with the Shita Saram. So that's very interesting. I tell you, I don't want to go over the other Ayvet because the other Ayvet is Mayim Shein Lam Sof. And then we might stay on the Indian, you know, for weeks, you know. So we have to proceed with the Gemara. Then, if there'll be some time, okay, I don't think, I'm not so optimistic. Leiranea, Noane Mille, Omar Afriz de Lomad, Mumitia Mimtia, Umitia Mechipus, Vechipus Mechipus, Vechipus Mineiris, Mineiris Mineia, Mitia Mimtia, Xivoche, in other words, there is the Alfuse, that Thoro Bdike. Has to be Leiranea. Leiranea. Mitzio, Mimzio, Xivoche, Shivasion, Seolimo, Sivoteche. Uxivosom, by Govia Dvinyomin, by Hapis, because Lehel, the cotton killer. Da Yimza. So it's mentioned by Chapei, Shendem by Yimza. So that indicates that in order to find something, you have to make a thorough search. Otherwise you can't find, all right? Sometimes, you know, you can find without making a thorough search, a superficial search. But in Simchalanes, you know, it's part and parcel of the concept. Usually, you know, without Yigiyye, you don't find. That's not only in Torah, in everything. Even in finding chometz, you have to work hard and make a thorough search. So that we learn out mitzio mechipush. I think that this yalfuse is not a regular yalfuse, you know, when there is no svore involved. Yalfuse, this yalfuse is grounded in svore. In other words, from this psukim we see shivas yom seli motzi v'teichem uchsi bosom v'yechapi v'gotel heichil uvikotin kolo v'yimtzo. So it's a raya that in order to be v'yimtzo there has to be v'yechapi. You just take a look, then they can be vayimza. That's the first thing. Umitzio mechipush didei, vechipush mineiris. Tichsiv beisayach apisis Yerushalayim mineiris. So we see that in order to have a good chipush, you have to do it by the light of the candle. I mean, otherwise you can't make a good chipush. V'neiris mineir, tichsiv neir adishem nishma sodom chifish kol chadri boten. Now let's see the Rashi. Lomadnu mitziyamu obi chomes mitziyamu obi govien miyomi. ומציא מחיפוש קלימה ואיסי מציא של בניומים מחיפוש אומר אצלו דימה מציא של גביה על די חיפוש אף מציא סחומס על די חיפוש וחיפוש מחיפוש וחיפוש מני ראיס לאחר שלמה אותו שיהיה על די חיפוש חזר עולמי זה החיפוש מחיפוש הקוסם בירושלים שהוא בני ראיס כי דרסיב בישאי החפי זה שירושלים בני ראיס ונרס מני דרסיב בני יחידי נעיר עד השם נשמע סודום חיפש כל חטרי בוטן וקם מפואר שלום עלי. What do we have to resort to the posik of נעיר עד השם נשמע סודום חיפש כל חטרי בוטן? We already have the posik בייס האי החפש ישועיים מני רייס. So we see that a חיפוש, a good חיפוש has to be by the light of the candle. Tone di Rebbe Yishmoel Sel dal beit kines hachomis l'ranir Aho pishin ray lidovo zikha lidovo Shina shiva shiom min sili mozei Veino lechapi bigod lecho kotel koro Kilo Boi koro Veino ya beis hay lechapi yishlai min eiris Veino ya nea di shen nifya slum chayipish Mai veino ya What do we need this posik for? Without this posik we know everything already. So we see that a real chipush must be by the light of neiris. My name is Vechi Teime, Hai Beisai, Kule Udi Komarachmone, Lui Badik Nolei Biyerushalayim Bineire, Davu Kedin Nofi Shneire Tuve, El Bineire Di Shrage Di Zuta Meire, Tvei, Di Oven Rabba Mishtakach, Boven Zuta Loi Mishtakach, Toshma nira di shem nishma sodom. Because we could say, if we didn't have the posik of nira di shem nishma sodom, chifish kol chadri voten, So then I could say, on the contrary, that the light of the candle is not in my way in making sure that the chippush is a Torah chippush. After all, candle is a faint light. What has a good light? Avuko has a good light, but candle, torch, has a lot of light. But the candle is a faint, sheds a faint light. So that's not good. But the Pasuk is telling us, on the contrary, the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's going to search the Averes of Jewish people, of the Jews in Yerushalayim, he'll only inspect them, so to speak, you know, in a figurative way, I mean, by the light of a candle. In other words, the Rebbein Shalom will not, you know, make a thorough search. He'll only investigate, he'll only take notice of the serious averes of the Jews, but not of the small averes. So that figuratively is compared to a search by the light, by faint light, light of a candle, not the light of a torch, because has to be shown. If the Rebbein Shalom would take notice of every little, you know, shortcoming of the Jews, so I mean, who could pass the test? We could say that. So he mentioned the pasuk, Nira Dishem Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chatri Baten. So that means, on the contrary, the light of the candle is indicative of a thorough search. Alright. Yishan Toshma Nira Dishem Vesor Zich Lidol Kvashin Ashton Forsh Koyeche V'rayim HaMishlese El Asmachte Bi'alme I think the pshat in Rashi here is that this is not, he said asmachti, but here there is a smore in that yalfuse. In other words, from these psukim, we see that in order to find, you have to search. And a good search, a thorough search, is a search by the light of a candle. Because of these similes, you know, of course it's only similes and metaphors, I mean, Nira Dishem Nishma Sodom, what we say, Yechad Yishlayim B'Neiris, it's only metaphors. But from these metaphors we can deduce that the thorough search is one that is made by the light of a candle. Kulu dachrach, when Rabbi Yerushalayim nikba avuk al bir kotten, kol yaf min chomis min ilo hokeil, tosh mal kodim dike mahali sidach, sif chepis kol chatri boten. Now, just let's see the thesis. Vineris mineya, vikoshe, davul meimar, chipush mineya, vilineris mineya. Or I did more as a kasha, why do we have to resort to the posig of Nira Dishem Nishma Sodom everybody? So the Gemara says we have to resort, because if we only had the Pasuk of Beis HaYir Achad Yerushalayim, I would say, on the contrary, the pshat in that Pasuk is that the search by the light of a candle is not a thorough search. It's not a thorough search. That's a search when you overlook certain things, I mean minute things, only big things, a search for big things, not for minute things. But so we have to resort to the posig of Nira Dishem Nishma Sodom everybody. But why do we mention the posig of Beis HaYir Achad Yerushalayim? Let's just say wie chippisch mein Ehre ist, dich sieh, näher an die Schem, ich weiß noch, ich werde, and let's eliminate the Posik of Beisai. We couldn't eliminate the Posik of Nira Dishen, if I saw no other button, but we could eliminate the Posik of Beisai, Chapiz Yisholayim, Chapiz Yisholayim B'neiris. Because the Abba Mim, a Chippush B'neir, but not Neiris B'neir. V'yish Lema, the Chippush Likoya Neir. So because if we didn't have the Posik of Beisai Yachapiz Yishlaim Meneiris, so I couldn't deduce from the Posik Nira Dishem Nishma Sodom Cheifeish Kol Chadri Boten, because as far as this Posik is concerned, I would say that here the Cheifeish does not have reference to the Neya. It is reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is Chivish Kol Chadrei Boten? The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chivish Kol Chadrei Boten. So Meichat he said that the Chivish by the light of the Neir is Chivish Kol Chadrei Boten. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chivish Kol Chadrei Boten. Neir Adishem Nishmasodo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chivish Kol Chadrei Boten. So, because of the Posik, so I know that the Posik of Nir Adishen Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten implies two things. One, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten, of course the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish. The Nir itself is not a Chifish, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish. But it also means that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish by the light of the Nir. By the light of the Nishama. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten by the light of man's own candle, the Nishama. I mean, what's the meaning of it? In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom, not many times, but all the time. I mentioned it in the Droshe Rosh Hashanah. I mean, in an indirect way, the Rebbeinu Shalom exclaims to men all the time, Ayeko, Ayeko. How does the Rebbeinu Shalom scream out Ayeko to men? Through the light of men's conscience, of men's nishome. The Rebbeinu Shalom says Ayeko now. With the epidemic of AIDS, he says, Ayeko to mother man. Enough is enough. Ayeko, where are you drifting? Towards the destruction of mankind completely? Under the guise of a spurious liberalism? So that's Neir Adishem Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom is trying to clean out the spiritual filth that prevails in society. So because of the Posik Beisahi Achapish is Yerushalayim B'nei Reis, so I know that the Pshat in the Posik Neir Adishem Nishma Sodom Chifish Kol Chadrei Boten is not just the Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Chifish, but how is he Chifish? He is Chifish through the medium of the divine candle. What is the medium of the divine candle? That's the Nishome. V'yishlim ad Chifish L'koyah Neir, v'kach yish l'foreish. The Yalif Chippush Neir Mechippush Yerushalayim Shibi Neiris Veis Neiris Neir Vose Shapir Ve De Hashto Tzor Asu Yikro De Chippush Neiris Vesav Yikro Neir Adishem Nishma Salam. Ay 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 ay. Ton Rabbonon In דייטקין לוי לרחמו ולוי לרעבונו ולוי לרעבוקו ולרעניר מפני שירעניר יופי לבדיקה So, avukanat, but the question is, the more being forest, after all we saw before, that avuko sheds, I mean that we know, I mean, it's in tears, that avuko sheds much more light than it cannot. So why isn't an avuko good? Because here I am a yafli diko, happy is because ואם הביסאי אחת ישליים בני רעיז, ואם אני עדי שם נשמע סודום, חיפיש כל חד ריבותן, היי רחם או איך דומה, הנה אם הבי חוצר, או מערובה, חוצר נצריכו, בדיקה מפני שאיר ואין מיצויים שם. So he says, אין בית כנלי רחם, by the light of the sun. What does it mean by light of the sun? Where? In him of Bechotzea. So Bechotzea, you have a light, a lot of sunlight, Bechotzea. It's outdoors. So, Hom Aro Bechotzea in Tzrich of Diki, Mipni Sheir Vim Mitzuyin Shom. Because they are being a Mitzuyin Shom. אלו באכסדרה, הומרו ואכסדרו לאירו נבדקס, לא יצריך אלא הרובו דבחדר, the skylight of the room, ודאיך, if you have a skylight on top, בסירים, ודאיך, אילי בעד הרובו, if you want to be paid it, ממש כנגד the skylight is here, and you want to be paid it, just below it. So, Haina Achsad, that's Achsad, Elo Litzdodin, Litzdodin. And the sides, Rashi. ואני אפילו בדיק לכם מפורש מה מיוס מהבוקה לנבדק אצלי יש לו נבדק אם צריך לא ולא ירעני בלילה לבית קוביין ודאי חבי זימוק מחדר לסג לערובו הנה בא לערובו נגד אחי הממש below the skylight אמי לא יחנה אכסת לצדוד עם שלחי ואבוקה לא רואי A torch is not good. V'marove ma'idach si v'niga ke'i ati kanayim lo de'iloi v'shom chevi nozei lo mozad lima tzadikim demin b'fnei shchine k'neya b'fnei avuko k'neya b'fnei avuko v'yom arove avuko le'avdole mitze min ha'mufcha mitze min ha'mufcha So, why is Avuko not good? On the contrary, Avuko, by far, is superior to a candlelight. We see in the Posik, V'neiga ha-ko'eir tiyeh, that's in the after of the second day Shavuos. V'neiga ha-ko'eir tiyeh kanayim yod Eloi, v'shom chev yenuzei. There is the secret place of the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lema tzadikim deimin b'fnei shchino, kineya b'fnei avuko. In other words, the light of the righteous people, the greatest people, of the saintly people. So, vis-a-vis the light of the shchine is like comparing candlelight with torchlight, in other words. Some comparison. It's some comparison. It's a contrast, not a comparison. So we see that the torchlight by far is superior to candlelight. So why shouldn't it be good? Amarat Nachman Yitzchok זה יוכל להכניס לחורים ולזדוקים, וזה אם יוכל להכניס לחורים ולזדוקים. So then, so the answer is, true, of course it sheds more light, but you have to put it in, you have to search the crevices and the cracks. Can you put in a torch in all the crevices, a candle? Yes. So it's not effective, even though it sheds more light. It's just not adapted to Bdikin, because he can't put it into the crevices. Rav Zidomar Zeir Lifono Vizeir Liachol. Rav Popomar Hai Bois Vahai Loi Bois. And the Rishenim, when they mention the din of Avuko not being good, they mention this town. Hai Bois Vahai Loi Bois. Because when with the torch, he feels inhibited and he's fearful lest it'll catch fire. Candle is not fearful. He can control it very easily, but the torch, he cannot control it very easily. So mele, he will be inhibited in making it or search. Rabino ma hai moshach nuhu evai niktafi ktufe. Rashi. Vinega shloshen sanichin keshet, shibesim et reishis ye, kanayim, loshen korne pono vizum yakash bohu, tzadik nidiv shakash bohu, yokuzun lahatkin pnei atzadikim. Vilo yei rom shovele reyel, kirei neye bifnei avuko. Even though the light of the tzadikim is an emanation of the shchines light, but there is a big difference. Eri leachov, ועוד אומר זה לפעון אופו בידי, כן יופי לבדיקה. בואי מסיור שלי אבר סבייס, ומיבלה בדיקה יופי. היי מושך נעירי רניה נמשך, ומר רבים כי מבין דלג מקפיצה סלונו במוקנחות. מקטפי כתופי נפסק וכיפיץ תומית, לא שנה כיתפי מולוח. Years ago, so when I read in the Yiddish newspaper of so many fires in Williamsburg, and in those days Borough Park was not such a Jewish section as today, so Williamsburg was, so many fires, Erev Pesach, in many Williamsburg homes, because the Hasidim in Williamsburg, you know, they were very makpid to make a Torah search of Dikas Chametz, so they used to put a candle under the beds and caught fire. And it was such a miracle that no casualties happened. Many homes burned down in Williamsburg, the Erev Pesach. Burned down completely, many homes. So I felt that it's really not right, you know. They don't know how to make a search, how to use a candle, and the sakonis nefashis. So I suggested to everybody that they should not use a candle, but a flashlight, or some, you know, Hasidic Rabbonim, flashlight, Avuko, it's against the din. So I said, why is it against the din? What are the timing? For Avuko is not good, because he's fearful, flashlight is not fearful, and because he cannot put it to home, it's looking flashlight, he can put it to home, it's looking. He can put the home, it's looking. He just brings it next to it. A torch, he's not going to do that because the whole world will catch fire, you see. But this is the best thing. No, it's against the Gemara, it's against, it's reform, it's modern things. Anyway, so I minded that because I consider this a constant fascist. And I told them, It's Nisim v'Niflois that there were no casualties. When Erev Pesach, 10 homes burned down in Innsbruck. That was over 30 years ago. 10 homes burned down. As simple as that, you know. They all caught fire. The beds caught fire, you know. The bedware and everything, you know. They used to climb, you know, under the beds with a candlelight, and then some of the people, their children, you know, little children, they used to help. So many fires. So I spoke so much against using candlelight, just flashlight. But then, I mean, there was such a reason. So at that time, so the Baron Kotler, Zechen Livorcha, called me up. He wants to come to Stride to ask money for Lakewood. For Lakewood. You know, Rabban Kotla, you know, he didn't ask anybody else to do it for him. He did everything himself, you know. He did everything himself. He didn't have any shots in him, you know. So that's today, but in those days, you know, Rabban Kotla did everything himself. So I said, fine, all right. I had to speak to Mr. Irving Strite, and I arranged that he should give a big donation. I mean, I had to describe Rabban Kotler's godless to Irving Strite. It wasn't a simple thing, you know. I mean, anyway. So then he came and he saw the bakery. He liked it and everything. And then the Mashgiach in those days was a relative of mine, who was shamish in the shul where I was rav. I mean, I was assistant rav. My father was rav then. And Mr. Davis, Sharon Davis. So he was the mashgiach light. So, and he knew of all the criticism, I mean, here in Chicago by certain rabbonim. I don't want to mention the name, I mean. Not in Chicago, I mean in New York, I mean. In New York, most of the rabbonim who opposed my psak were Hungarian. I don't know why. Maybe just a coincidence, but they happened to be Hungarian. These rabbonim, they considered reform. So anyway, so I said to Rabban Kotler, how about using a flashlight? It doesn't, that's not like Avuko. Avuko, so he's afraid, I mean, but this is the best thing. So Rabban Kotler said, Avadi Yazog Alman Talmidim, a flashlight is the best Zach. The best Zach. So he heard, and then it was spread around. So they stopped. A little bit, I mean, not much. But they stopped using the names Reform, Moderne. They still criticize the Psak, but they stopped using these adjectives, you know, reform. So I'm always smackpit on that. In Chicago also one house burned down. The first year that I came to Chicago, and I davened in the Paul Mizrahi Center. So I mentioned it. I considered it as a mitzvah to be mifarsemet, because it's a constant process. It's in us. It's chain of soy mashem. It's in us. I mean, so many fires happened, and not one casualty. That's a real miracle. Chain of soy mashem. Maybe also because of shluchim mitzvah in zukin. All right. Yeah. But it's in the same Hashem, finally. I mean, no casualties happened. But so many homes burned down. So here I also mentioned it. I used to speak at every Shalosh Shudes in the Paul Mizrahi Center. So So at the beginning, I mean, not all the years. So I mentioned that he should use flashlight and make a bracha. So there was one man, Ibarbos, I won't mention his name, and he was, you know, very opinionated, you know. He learned the Daf HaYomi in those days, you know. So somebody who learns Daf HaYomi, so he's a godol. I mean, he knows everything. So he said, no, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So I told him what Rabban Kotler said. He didn't believe it. I mean, he didn't say that I'm lying, but I know that he didn't believe me. And you know what happened? His house burned down in Albany Park. His house burned down. He's a very nice man, but a little calm, you know. So I'm just mentioning it. So I'm emphasizing that the best way to make the best search is with the flashlight. The best way. And Rabban Kotler, then I heard from many Talmidim of Rabban Kotler, that Rabban Kotler also said they should use only a flashlight. Because if they use a candlelight, and if they use it in a responsible way, they will be inhibited to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Because, you see, they will use it in places where they don't even have to search. You don't have to search under the bed. We'll see it in this Gemara here. Kol mokim shemachnisim. Kol mokim asu yomai, asu yoyotan rabon. Chorei בישראלים ותחתינים וגג היציע וגג המגדור ורפס בוקו ולולים ומטווים ויצרס יין ויצרס שמן אין צריכים דיקה רב שמעון גמליאל אומר מתוך לקט ושיחה בייס ומפסקס צריכים דיקה ורמינו, חור שבנון מחווי ראי זה בליכה מוקשי יום הגז, בלמוד מהבאז, והשום מבטלי בליבי. ושם גם לא אימא, מתחלת לסך הבית, ועצים ועבון נסו לסחתו, מהפסק הזה נצרי רביקה. קשה מיתו עמיתו, because the first price says, מתחלת לסך הבית, שרי רביקה. And here, the second braise says, "Midhalekem sechabais mafsekes eina tzrichabdik." So it's a steer. Kashe churin achurin, kashe churin achurin, because the third braise says churin bais alyenim, so ein tzrichabdike. The second braise says the. חושמנו חברי זה בליכן מוקשים בגז ומוקשים בגז ואשור מבטלון בליבי. So he has to be בדיק. The first price he said אין צריכם דיקי. So it's a stire. So the more says חור נחור אין לא יקשה או בי לא יוביתה תויה ויהו במיצה. If it's in the middle.